Democratic Senator Mark Begich says he supports next week's listening sessions in Southeast communities to get input on the Sea Alaska Lands Bill, while Congressman Don Young says it's time to move forward. Republican Senator Lisa Murkowski is sending two staff members to Prince of Wales Island and other communities next week to hear from locals about the controversial bill. As APRN's Libby Casey reports, Southeast residents ventured to the nation's capital recently to weigh in.
Johnny Laird is a hunting and fishing guide around Ketchikan and Prince of Wales Island. He recently took a rare trip to Washington, D.C., and even donned a tie to visit congressional offices.
This is the first tie in a long time.
How long?
35 years. My son got married a few years back, and I wore a tux then, but that had a clip-on tie. But this is the first tie I've tied. This is an important occasion.
The important occasion, Laird says, is lobbying on behalf of the Tongass National Forest and against the Sea Alaska Bill. Laird's trip was paid for by the environmental group the Alaska Wilderness League, which helped him and a handful of other Alaskans approach members of Congress with their concerns. They learned lobbying 101, says Laird, who shared a message that he fears Sea Alaska's land selections will hurt his way of life.
One of them directly affects my business in a negative way. It removes a pretty sizable chunk of one particular area that I guide in, removes it from the public domain, and puts it into private property.
Going to D.C. is an experience for Petersburg guide Scott Newman on his second trip ever to the Capitol. He's also worried about losing access to forests and wildlife. That, Newman says, could destroy his business and lifestyle.
Problem is we feel like Sea Alaska and the Alaska delegation have tried to steamroll us and slip this through without any public process.
But Sea Alaska CEO Chris McNeil says concerns from locals about losing access are overblown.
So can they fish? Can they hunt? Can they walk on the lands?
Yes.
And are there restrictions on that?
Well, the way we have offered this is that would be a continuing right.
McNeil says Sea Alaska is entitled to Tongass lands, both morally and legally, and has waited long enough.
This is our cultural homeland, and the whole region is all 20-some million acres of this, and we believe that this is just one way that we can be able to find and develop a future not only for our own people, but, you know, to be able to work in a collaborative way with the citizens in southeastern Alaska.
The guides who visited Washington say they want Sea Alaska to get what is owed to it under ANCSA. They just don't like the fact that the corporation has made new selections, which they call cherry-picking some of the best areas. Wilderness guide Davey Lubin of Sitka says he expects a lot of people to show up at the listening sessions hosted by Senator Murkowski's staffers in Southeast, but he wants more.
There's already foul being called. Because we would really like to have more than just Senator Murkowski's office, perhaps other members of the Senate Natural Resource Committee. That would be preferable, to get the real story, to see the real Southeast Alaska, to meet the people and talk to folks like ourselves, who love the place.
Sea Alaska's Chris McNeil says he expects corporation shareholders to attend the upcoming listening sessions and weigh in, too. A U.S. House committee is planning a hearing in Washington later this month on the bill, and Senator Murkowski's office says they hope to mark it up later this spring after they review all the comments collected back home in Alaska. In Washington, I'm Libby Casey.